Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
The weirdness.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, about something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
There's something out there, something people aren't talking about, all over the world, and it's all connected.
How do you know my name?
Sweetheart, I didn't take your dad. I am your dad.
Oh my gosh!
Sierra, the Kraken is your father?
Dad? Is that really you?
Oh, little girl, come sail with me. My home is with you and the sea.
That's the lullaby you used to sing to me. It is you.
Beef. Is this real?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Daddy, why did you leave?
Sierra, I wanted to stay with you and your mother, but I couldn't. And you were too little to understand. Now, at last, I can tell you the tale. Your mother was on a cruise ship to Bermuda when she passed into my triangle. I was about to attack her boat as I had done to so many others, when I saw her face peering out over the moonlit sea and fell instantly in love. Oh, little girl, come sail with me. My home is with you on the sea.
Who is that? Are you singing to me?
We fell in love that night. The impossibility of our romance drawing us closer than we could have imagined. Sadly, as the sun came up, I had to leave.
Please, don't let this be goodbye forever.
I thought I would never see her again. Then, I met a strange woman who told me she could solve my problem.
I can help you. I'm working on a cure for weirdness.
She was young and brilliant.
A woman, not a weird, not the creep.
I thought, she must be mad.
The cure is untested. I make no guarantees.
But I was willing to risk everything. For love. The pain was so unbearable, and when I looked to my side, the woman had left. But now, I was face to face with a monster more fearsome than I had ever been. Amid my horror, I looked down, and I saw I had taken on the body of a man. I knew not what I had just done, but I was too overjoyed to question it. I wasted no time making use of my human legs. I ran to my love. Narissa, it is I.
But it can't be. You are.
Call me Ferdinand. Soon, we had a baby. The most beautiful girl in the world. Oh, little girl, come sail with me. My home is with you on the sea. Life was magical. But as time went on, whatever the woman had done to me started to wear off, and I began to change back to the monster I had been. Don't forget to wash behind your ears, my sweet.
Splashy Daddy!
Sierra, no! No!
Ferdinand!
I can't breathe.
Sierra, come with Mommy.
It became worse. Soon, your mother and I realized my home was not on land. Once again, I had to say goodbye. This time, to two loves of my life.
Don't let this be goodbye forever, Ferdinand.
Daddy!
Not a day has gone by that I haven't thought of you, Sierra. In my dreams, I'd hoped you'd share a bit of my weirdness, so that someday, perhaps, you could visit me.
I think I am like you, Daddy. When I was in Atlantis, I heard your voice and I knew I could do it. I swam all the way up.
Oh, Sierra. Can I give you a hug?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. There's a lot of love and all those tentacles. Okay, I'm crying. Are you happy?
Her dad is a sea monster? What does that make Sierra?
Okay, people, listen up.
Who are you calling people, Brent?
I prefer to be called JDev, and I'm part of this squad now. So while Arlo, Beef, and Sierra are busy with the Kraken, we need to keep training. If we're going to fight the creep, we all must find our beast modes. So let me hear you roar.
Unicorns don't roar. We proudly whinny and snort.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, that was terrible.
Oh, if you're so good, you show us, Brent.
Well, all right then. Here goes. Roar. Roar. Roar?
That's your beast mode? 0 stars.
That wasn't a bit scary.
And the leprechaun is scared of everything.
That accursed lie, and you know it.
Is it now?
Well, you should all be afraid of me, for I am the terrible, vicious, bloodthirsty Jersey Devil. Plus, I didn't get my iced latte today, so I'm very cranky.
Pardon me while I quake in fear.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
I've missed you so much, Daddy.
Beef, it all makes sense now. How Sierra always knows when we're in danger. How she escaped from Atlantis. It wasn't you telling us how to get places. It was her. Sierra's a weird?
Yeah, of course.
So you knew? If she told you, why didn't she tell me?
Because she was worried about you treating her like a F-R-E-E-K-Z-Q dollar sign 12. A freak. I'm not a good speller. Hey, where are you going?
This is a lot to take in. I need a minute.
Listen, you're magical creatures. Don't you have any special powers? Come on, Unicorn, do something. I mean, you can't just sit there and look pretty.
Did you just shoot lasers out of your horn?
You tell me, did I?
Yes! How about you little ones, pixies?
Hey, what about you want? Either we can tweak their nose. What about patty cake?
Oh, we could spit acid.
Oh, spit acid!
Is that helpful?
It can't hurt, unless it can. Then it does, and that's good.
I deliver withering put-downs to mask my own insecurity and lack of self-esteem. Oops, I said the quiet part loud.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt your excellent training back there.
That's okay, we're making progress, I think.
I need to talk to my dad. If you don't mind, can you give me a little privacy?
Team, to the bridge!
Marlo, I've been so worried about you.
Hi Dad, do you have a minute to talk? I could use some advice.
I was a king in Unitopia, and now, look at us. The bad dream team.
The good news is, we now all know our powers and what we can do to stop the creep. We'll keep a lookout from here.
Lookout? We can't see a thing! This is the worst fog ever!
And how might we steer the ship when all the instruments are spinning around like the gears of a clock?
That is strange. All our navigation equipment is on the fritz. We'll just have to gauge our position by the stars.
What stars? The sky be empty from what I see.
Is this normal in your realm?
No. It would take a powerful supernatural force to block out every star in the sky. We could possibly...
You had to ask, huh?
Dad, how do you let someone know when you've been a jerk? And that, well, you want to hit the reset button.
Oh, Arlo. That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you.
What do you mean?
This job has taken over my life. I'm never there for you. I'm always afraid one time I'll go to reach out to you and you won't be there anymore.
But you're my dad. We have our own lives, but I'll always be there for you.
Well said, son. And I'm sure whoever it is you need to talk to will understand too.
Thanks, Dad. That's actually just what I needed to hear.
Now come on down here and give me a hug.
What? Whoa! What was that?
Marlo? What's that noise? Where are you?
It's the creep. Dad, I have to go.
Marlo? What's going on?
Gotta get up on deck. Sierra!
Marlo? It's the creep.
It's gotten huge. Beef, is the team ready?
Jadev, I mean, Brent. Can we do this?
This is the moment we've been training for. It's go time. Dazzle Pants, use your lasers.
Oh, my unicorn power!
Now! Leprechaun, troll, unleash the rainbows and the withering sarcasm.
Look at them go. They've got that nasty creep on the ropes. Dazzle Pants is shooting lasers and the pixies are letting that acid fly. Oh, and even J-Dev is getting in on the action and... Uh-oh.
It's got me!
Well, it was fun while it lasted. Retreat!
It's opening a portal and taking all the weirds!
Sierra, if we don't make it, I'm sorry I was a jerk. You're my best friend, no matter what species you are.
Thanks, Arlo, but we can't let it take them all. It'll be too strong to stop.
Stay here, Sierra.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Hey, creep. Why don't you pick on someone your size?
Daddy, no! It'll
treat
you!
I'll find you. Somehow. I promise!
Daddy!
Sierra, let
him
go!
I know you make a creep!
They're gone. They're all gone.
And the boat, it's sinking.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.